Welcome back to Smells Like Business, the essential listen for anyone keen to stay at the forefront of the cannabis industry. As we launch into our exciting second season, we're here to continue demystifying the rapidly evolving cannabis market here in Europe and beyond. With every episode, we bring you face-to-face with C-suite executives, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs in the cannabis space. I'm your host, Tom Pettit, and welcome to the first episode of Season 2 of Smells Like Business, where we're kicking things off with a topic that's sparking conversations across Europe. Is Germany finally legalizing recreational cannabis, and are they doing so on April the 1st of this year, 2024? Joining us is Peter Homburg, a renowned German lawyer from Denton's law firm and the head of German Life Sciences practice. With an impressive background in IP, corporate law, M&A, transactions in the life sciences, Peter brings a wealth of knowledge and insights into the cannabis legal framework in Germany. Peter will also be a keynote speaker at the upcoming ICBC event in Berlin on the 16th and 17th of April, where he will be discussing all the latest cannabis legislative developments in Germany. If you haven't already bought your tickets to the ICBC, well, I recommend you do so and make sure to use the 25% discount code, which you can find in the description of this episode. ICBC is one of the largest B2B cannabis events in the world and is a great place to network and learn from the best. Plus, Peter and myself will be there, so I think it's a no-brainer. Okay, back to this episode. So today we will delve into the heart of Germany's cannabis debate, exploring the imminent CanG law set to redefine the legal landscape here in Germany, which will be coming into effect very, very soon, April 1st. From the specifics of legislation, potential EU constraints, to how and when German social cannabis clubs will operate and quality control measures, we cover it all. So get ready for a thought-provoking discussion on what these changes mean for Germany, Europe, and the rest of the global cannabis industry. Hi, Peter. Welcome to the Smells Like Business show. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tom. Very good morning to you. I'm doing very well. Exciting times, I would say.
Very exciting times. And it's quite, I would say, serendipitous that I'm getting you on the show at this moment in time. So I often like to start the show by just letting our listeners find out a little bit about our guests. So maybe you could just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you entered the wonderful world of cannabis.
Yes. Well, I'm now for over 30 years in business, being a lawyer. For 20 years, I'm advising only companies in the life sciences area, which are companies in the field of pharmaceuticals, diagnostics, medical devices, and biotechnology. And since 2016, in the field of medical cannabis, which actually fell on my desk in 2017 with the legalization of cannabis for medical purposes in Germany. And since then, we are advising a great number of clients in that area. And I have a team of 8 people here in our Berlin office at Denton's, one of the largest international law firms.
Great. All right. Well, I mean, let's just dive into it. So perhaps you can give us an overview of this new cannabis law, CanG, that has been passed by the German parliament and its significance for the country.
Yeah, indeed. The German parliament passed the new cannabis law, the CanG, as you correctly said, which is the short form which we are using here. And it is a turnaround, I would say 100% turnaround from its previous narcotics policy. We had the prohibition of cannabis established since the early beginning of the cannabis policy, and the government actually concluded that the prohibition policy did not fit the purpose, or in other way around. We have an increasing illicit market with a significant amount of cannabis illegally brought into the country. And the target of the new coalition is to really attack the illicit market, to actually provide better quality for the consumers, and of course, to protect the youth from the misuse of cannabis. These are the three goals which the government has set. And it started actually with the first attempt back in October 2022 to legalize cannabis in a full range, as we have seen that in Canada, which means cultivation under government control in Germany, distribution of cannabis by the government or through the government control, And that actually did not materialize to the full extent because the European Commission stopped these plans. And unfortunately, then Germany had to take another route, which they have now last Friday announced and passed in the parliament.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting that actually it was the EU that stopped Germany moving forward with, full commercialization of cannabis, which, of course, on the one hand is a shame, but it's nice to see that Germany hasn't given up and, like you said, has taken a new route. So I know it's a kind of a two-step pillar, and this latest news is the first step of the first part of the pillar, or the first part of the first step of the pillar, however you want to put it.
Yeah, it's really kind of a complicated program, as you correctly said right now. How many pillars do we have? How many parts do the pillars have? Well, we're talking about the first pillar right now, Kanji, which allows home grow. That means all adults in a household can cultivate up to 3 female plants and use the cannabis flowers taken from those plants for personal consumption.
Yeah.
And the second part of that first pillar is the establishment of cannabis cultivation associations, where up to 500 members can come together and actually grow cannabis in these cannabis cultivation associations for their own consumption as well. A little bit complicated how this will be established, how it will be run, but these are the first two parts of the first pillar. And of course, not to forget, I think that's important as well, that cannabis and THC-related products will be taken out of the German Narcotics Act. It will be treated in the new Kanji, in the new cannabis law, not as a regular product, as a chewing gum, but it's not longer a narcotic.
Yeah, so basically now it's just not seen as an illegal drug anymore. And all this will come into effect on April 1st, but I read somewhere that the associations won't be allowed to start their activation until July 1st. Why is there a delay?
That's because we would need the establishment of certain infrastructure. Applying for a license to run a cannabis association is not yet set, and okay, it's left to the federal states to set up the respective rules and regulations, which will take some time. Also, for example, with regard to what kind of security measurements have to be taken in order to do the cultivation indoor, or is it a greenhouse? Definitely not outdoor, that's what we know. And of course, with regard to who is going to run the respective cultivation association. There are some requirements already in the Kanji, but the details, where to apply, how to apply, this needs some time. So that's the reason for that time gap, to give the federal states time to really establish an infrastructure in order to have the respective cannabis cultivation associations starting on July 1st.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense. If you want to do it, you want to make sure you do it properly. And, you know, the devil's in the details. So I can imagine there's a lot of things to take into account, and making sure the product, the final product, is of a certain standard and quality, of course, as well. I'm assuming it'll probably follow the same sort of route as medical cannabis and be EU GMP certified.
That is a very good question. Belly, let me go one step back. Parliament has passed the law in the second and third reading. It's now referred to the National Council, and the Council, actually, which is the Bundesrat, is a chamber where the respective federal states are represented, where the conservative states are holding the majority. The Bundesrat cannot stop the respective implementation of the law anymore. But what is possible is that the Bundesrat is going to refer the draft law to a mediation committee for further amendments, because the Bundesrat may think that there are amendments necessary in certain aspects, and maybe some of their recommendations in the first place have not been implemented in the draft law. So that could be an issue. It will then prolong the whole process by probably a couple of months, if that is going to happen. Nobody knows whether it's going to happen. We will see that in the next hearing, end of March. And then we see how the process will go forward. However, it cannot be stopped. It can be only delayed. Yeah, and coming back to your question, the yes, quality requirements for the cannabis for recreational use are not yet set. I think that's an important point to which the federal states have to do, whether it's a GACP, probably yes. Well, we don't know that, but I can foresee that at least certain requirements regarding the cultivation of cannabis in these cannabis cultivation associations will be defined. But we don't know that yet. So we'll see how it will work. The law, the kanji, really says, yes, there needs to be a quality setup and, of course, a respective quality control.
Yeah, I mean, of course, if it's this sort of cultivation membership model or people are doing home grows, I don't think we can expect them to be EU GMP compliant like a huge pharmaceutical company, but it'll be nice to see if there is some form of control there. What actually has been the biggest challenges in Germany getting to this point where we're at right now?
Yeah, the biggest challenges were the respective legal hurdles, which the government has to overcome. The plan was totally different. It was very much like Canada, and Germany was stopped. And then they had to think about what can we do in order to fulfill our promise in the coalition agreement, which three government parties have signed to legalize cannabis for recreational purposes. And they came up now with this two-pillar model. The first pillar was passed. The second pillar to come. We will see when that is going to be implemented. Which is different from what we have seen in the first pillar, which is the implementation of scientifically controlled pilot projects, very much the same as we saw that in Switzerland. For a limited, of course, group of people who can actually then purchase cannabis from licensed dispensaries. And that is a step forward in order to even gain data about the impact of cannabis on society, on consumers, on traffic, etc.
It's nice that they're taking this sort of scientific approach and gathering data. You know, I think for the longevity of this industry, that's definitely the right way to go. And I'm really happy that Switzerland have also gone down that route. One thing which is quite interesting, you said that the coalition party majority is conservative. And I know that Germany, you know, the view on cannabis varies greatly. So I know Berlin is quite liberal or has quite a liberal attitude towards cannabis. But if you go down to Munich, it can be a bit of a different story. How is it working on a national level? What is the sort of social consensus?
First of all, the majority in the parliament is by these three coalition parties, the Social Democrats, the Green Party, and the Free Democrats. And they have pushed that law through. The Bundestag, the second chamber, the majority is by the more conservatively governed federal states. There are, of course, federal states like Bavaria who are against the legalization. We'll see what the outcome will be and how fast and how quickly they will provide a respective infrastructure for the establishment of the cannabis cultivation associations. Very questionable, but we'll see that. And you are right. Some federal states are very open to it and would like to establish it in a relatively fast way, and some are more reluctant to do that. So we will see how the various states will react now and what they will do in order to get the respective infrastructure for the cannabis cultivation associations. Of course, the question is, where do I get the seeds from? And it's not an open question, but it is originally planned that the home growers could get it from the cultivation associations, even if they are not a member. Okay. But they've only start becoming operative earliest on 1st of July. There's a time gap, but actually it's allowed to purchase seeds for the cultivation of cannabis at home from respective suppliers within the European Union. So I don't think it's a big issue, but we'll see. Whether the Germany is really behind the legalization is difficult to say. There are different polls saying different things about whether the general population likes the legalization of recreational cannabis or not. It's uncertain. Let's see. But I think it's worthwhile to speak about the third pillar, which nobody really has noticed, obviously. The third pillar, actually, is that the German government announced that they would like to really promote and try to lobby for the use of cannabis for even recreational purposes at the European Commission. They would like to really collect data and actually try to convince then the European Commission to change its view on the legalization of recreational cannabis, in particular, if really the illicit market is declining. There are, of course, critics about that. And of course, we have to see what the real impact of the law will be. But if the respective positive effects, which the German government has actually described, are happening, then, of course, you can lobby the legalization of recreational cannabis at the European Commission stage and see whether you will be able then to implement at a midterm, I would say, midterm or long-term system similar to what Canada has done which would be, of course, also a big step forward for the German cannabis industry.
Yeah, I mean, it was a shame that the EU sort of pushed Germany's original plans back or just rejected them outright. I was a little bit disappointed, to say the least. What implications do you think Kanji and Germany's role in cannabis legalization may have on the rest of Europe?
So other European member states are looking into what Germany is doing. Some have followed us already with regard to thoughts to implement the legalization of medical cannabis. And of course, with that step forward right now, Germany is really on the forefront to legalize cannabis for recreational purposes, which of course some of the member states heavily criticize, in particular France. They are very reluctant regarding any kind of legalization. They have a relatively small medical cannabis project in comparison to Germany that is, I would say, really, really small. And other countries have that as well. The UK, for example, you know, the medical cannabis prescription policy is very, very restrictive. We'll see, you know, the more information we get, the more patients we have on the medical side, the more we know about the effectiveness of cannabis for the treatment of certain diseases, the more we will see a less reluctant policies regarding medical cannabis. With respect to the recreational, this will take some time. There are, of course, EU member states like the Czech Republic who are very much on the forefront, closely following, if not even go that route, which Germany did not, full legalization as I described it before, and then asking the EU Commission for either dragging them before the European Court of Justice or let them go. But after what they told Germany to do, it was not a formal request of Germany can be implemented. It was more an informal process. So there is no decision which can be actually challenged or something like that, which for a lawyer would be great. But it's just, as our Minister of Health described, Karl Lauterbach described it as very productive conversations with the EU Commission. Okay. Then they changed their program totally. So you know how constructive that really was. But Germany is here on the forefront, which nobody believed because we had the strictest narcotic rules in Europe. And now we are loosening it up, in particular, for cannabis. We'll see how this will work out.
A full 180. And like you said, other countries, I think, are looking very closely to see how things evolve. But I think we have to be in it for the long game.
Yeah.
Great. Finally, a question I ask all my guests is, what advice would you give to an entrepreneur trying to carve a space for themselves in the cannabis industry?
Well, at this point in time, we know that this first pillar is not very attractive for startup companies. The clubs are considered to be non-commercial, non-profit organizations. That's important to know. But in Germany, you know, if you look into that, you have to count on what's going to happen in the future. And if we have the second pillar, this will be even more attractive for the industry to jump in. Even, you know, if you look in from a tax income point, you know, the first pillar is not very attractive for the government at all. A little bit of VAT here and a little bit of sales there of equipment or whatever, but it's non-profit, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's far away from being a commercially interesting model. We will see that the medical market will grow. So that is something where you could have a look at what can a young entrepreneur bring to the medical market. And here I see really some interesting growth opportunities and also some investment opportunities. On the recreational side, let's wait for the second pillar, look at how it is, and then you may or may not jump on that possibility as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Peter, for taking the time to come on the show. I look forward to seeing you at the ICBC, where you'll be one of the keynote speakers. I'll be also there myself, but I'll make sure to come over and say hello. Where can our listeners maybe find out a little bit more about you, what you do, and perhaps Dentons as well?
Of course, you can go to our Dentons website in order to get a little bit more an overview of what we do, not only in Germany and Europe for cannabis, because I'm also heading the European cannabis sector group at Dentons here. But we have also very, very strong cannabis groups in the US and in Canada. Canada and the US are well ahead of Europe and Germany, as we all know. And we are working very closely together to see what kind of opportunities there are over the cross-Atlantic to see what can be done. And with regard to what's going to happen here, there are two possibilities. You know, you can go to my LinkedIn profile and see what the latest publications. And I have a webinar each last Thursday in the month, which is organized by Cannabis Startups. That's the name of that company. where I gave an overview in 20 minutes about the latest developments. Very, very concentrated. It's called Deep Dive. And of course, this Thursday is the last Thursday in the month. I will speak about these developments, which we just discussed here in Germany, and what will be the impact on Europe and other countries.
Great. Deep Dive. Make sure to tune into that every last Thursday of the month. Amazing. Amazing. Great, Peter. Well, thank you so much once again. I hope you have a lovely day and see you at ICBC in Berlin.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great. So that was Peter Holmberg, who I just want to thank again for coming on the show. If you want to find out more about what he does and what Dentons do, you can check out their website at dentons.com. That's dentons.com. And also, if you want to find out more about the ICBC and you are thinking about attending it on the 16th and 17th of April in Berlin, well, make sure to check it out at their website at internationalcbc.com. You can also use the link in the description of this episode to check out their tickets, and do make sure to use the 25% discount code. Also, if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to this podcast, and you can also check out our website at smellslikebusiness.com to see what we get up to. Well, that's it from me. Have a green day.